It's Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times on 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT, and I'm pleased to welcome back to the program the president of the Washington Times, Tom McDevitt. Hello, Tom.
Hello, Andy. Good afternoon.
Afternoon. Big celebration last night here in town. 30 years. This paper has been in business 30 years. It was a wonderful event. Tell me a little bit about it, would you?
It was a fantastic evening, and I'm sorry for all of our listeners who couldn't be there. One of the greatest delights was in the reception, meeting dozens of our core subscribers, our charter subscribers. Those have been with us, for many of them, for 30 years.
Yeah.
And that was really precious. We had about 700 people. It was packed out.
Oh,
and,
fantastic.
Just a fabulous program.
Yeah. I know you've mentioned before that, you know, when you go into a coffee shop or something, you see someone reading the paper, it really kind of energizes you, makes you wonder about the people.
It happened to me this morning in Caribou Coffee Shop.
Oh, no kidding.
On Braddock Road in Fairfax.
Do you ever say anything to people?
I always go up to people and say, excuse me, sir or ma'am, don't mean to interrupt your reading, but I just want to thank you for your readership.
How about that?
And I introduce myself and enjoy the conversation.
Yeah.
But it's very special.
Yeah. Yesterday was a special day in that you had what, four seminars, I think, earlier in the day.
You're right. We had four breakout sessions that ran concurrently. They were about 90 minutes long. One on freedom, headed up by Matt Spaulding from Heritage Foundation, an expert scholar on the Constitution and on what America really should be, not the big progressive giant government it's become. Second was on family, and our good friend Cal Thomas headed that up, Andy.
Mm-hmm.
And I just always love listening to Cal.
Fantastic.
He's fantastic. And then we had a program on family, which was headed up by Maggie Gallagher.
Mm-hmm.
And then one on service by Sister Deidre, who is formerly in the military and is kind of a Mother Teresa type.
Uh-huh.
So those were great. They had about 100 people each of those. A plenary session brought them all together. Had about 300 people in that. And that was headed up by Rush Limbaugh's brother, David Limbaugh.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And they had all the panelists up there and a very rich conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And then the program went into the evening. We had a reception, of course, and the evening was really the gold star.
Yeah. Recently, we lost the Reverend Moon, the man responsible for all of this. And last night, I understand, his son spoke.
That's correct. His son was there, Hyungjin Moon. He did a fabulous job. Wonderful gentleman, 33 years old. Kind of wise ahead of his years, if I might say. And he gave the founder's address that normally in the years past the Reverend himself would do, and did a terrific job. He's a big advocate of freedom, a big advocate of limited government, huge champion for the Washington Times, trained at Harvard, major guy in the martial arts field.
Oh, is that right?
Fascinating individual, speaks Chinese, Japanese, Korean, Spanish,
wow.
And of course raised in America.
Mm-hmm.
He's an up and coming leader, up and coming for sure. And
yeah.
We're glad to have him.
And did I hear he said he's been reading the Washington Times since he was three?
He is has 33 years. His opening line, he got a great round of applause. He did say that he's been reading the Washington Times his entire life.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Don Rumsfeld, always entertaining. I understand last night he talked a good bit about the policy of this current administration and what we should be doing, and that would make perfect sense for Mr. Rumsfeld.
Former Secretary of Defense was fabulous. He gave a substantive presentation, and his demeanor is very calm and, you know, basically just the facts, but it was packed with critical analysis of the current administration's foreign policy, and I think it was really suitable. He also cited a couple of our top writers over the years.
I know he talked about Bill Gertz.
Bill Gertz and Rowan Scarborough.
Right.
Rowan's got a great story in the paper today.
In fact, I want to talk to Rowan today about that.
That's great.
That.
You know, yeah. He got super kudos from the former secretary. And it was nice to see Don Rumsfeld and John Stossel spar a little bit.
Stossel's a little different.
we wanted a program that was going to be dynamic and create some real energy there. And John's great. He's such a talent. But as a libertarian, he has issues with government waste, et cetera.
Sure.
And so he introduced Rumsfeld in a challenging way, very civil. Rumsfeld got up there and handled it so gracefully. It was great. It brought everyone together.
Yeah, sounds like a wonderful evening. And I kind of wanted to ask you where we go from here. 30 years.
We got 30 years down. The purpose of last night was to not only celebrate the last 30 years, Andy. As I said in my comments, Tonight we begin the next 30 years. We really mean that. We look forward to a lot of growth in the coming months and in a couple years ahead for sure, to get us to the place where the Washington Times really becomes to America and the world what the New York Times was in the 20th century. And I really mean that. Can feel it in the audience last night. It's like a tribe of the Times.
Yeah.
It's people who feel so dedicated and so concerned about where the country's going, and they need what we provide at the Times.
Yeah.
So it's a real wake-up call for our journalists.
Yeah, yeah. The Washington Times proves to be a friend to all of those people.
Absolutely.
And it's a friend they don't want to lose, that's for sure.
One other thing that happened last night. We had fabulous entertainment. A young lady by the name of Krista Branch, who was a YouTube sensation. She sang two selections, and then before the keynote speech, one of her songs was Rick Santorum's Anthem.
Oh, okay.
But she was delightful and just elegant, simple, heartfelt, I am America, and Remember Who We Are. Those were the two songs. And then she came up on the stage at the very end of the program after the Reverend Hyungjin Moon gave his founder's address. We were at about 9:30 or so, and she got up and sang God Bless America. No instruments, just a cappella. And led everybody in the song, and it was a beautiful ending. And I think people hung around for an hour and a half or so, just networking and stuff.
Right. So. Something like after the Nats game the other night, where everybody just kind of hung out.
I'll tell you what, I got a good applause line in my opening comments, my welcoming remarks, because I couldn't wait to get to the line. Hey, how about those Nats? They got a good line of applause, good round of applause since 1933.
Yep.
Hasn't happened here,
Isn't so something. We're
very proud of that team.
Yeah. All right, well, a great night. I look forward to the next 30 years. I know you do, and perhaps we'll have a conversation at the end of that time as well.
Well, I hope so. I hope
and
so.
Many more between.
And we'll do a 5-year. And I'm thinking, what the heck? Why not next week? We'll do a little reception out in Fairfax County or Montgomery County. Bring our readers together. They're the best people in this community.
There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, Tom McDevitt, the president of the Washington Times. 3:57, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT.